joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was some weekend.
It was indeed. This was a weekend that was rough to be in our business because all of the scares that came across on the wires or internal reporting that we heard before they got knocked down. But there was an anthrax scare a minute, it seemed. Various airplanes landed because or had an upset because they saw suspicious powder either in the cockpit, in the galley, or in the restroom. The reports did come in from all over about anthrax. Now, some of them, as we know, were real. A second person at NBC seems to have been exposed, as well as detectives working on that case. Five more people in Florida at the American Media newspaper outlet also seem to have been exposed. This does not mean they have the disease, but they were exposed to the disease. This envelope in Nevada at Microsoft that came from Malaysia. And, of course, the question is whether these are isolated incidents or whether they're connected. The Malaysia postmark makes some in the FBI suspicious because that is a place where Osama bin Laden has been active. But regardless of whether they're connected or not, as the Secretary of Health and Human Services says, they are the act of a terrorist. Somebody is trying to terrorize this country and particularly the individuals to whom these envelopes were sent.
How do you think the Bush administration is handling these various scares?
I think it's a very mixed message coming out of the administration. On the one hand, the president keeps telling us to go play and work and especially shop. But you get on Thursday that FBI alert that was so stark, saying that there's information that an attack could happen within the next several days. And you have had this series of anthrax scares where you get mixed messages about what the government's preparedness is. Tommy Thompson says that they've been able to respond to each event, but he is going to go to Congress and ask for money for more medicine. He says we can treat 2 million people now for anthrax, wants to be able to treat 12 million people. But it is important to keep in mind, so far we're only talking about a couple of people. The FBI and the post office are saying, watch your mail. If anything suspicious comes, dial 911. But the police are saying they're already stretched unbelievably thin. They've been on high alert since September 11th. And finally, the one signal that keeps being the one from the administration that makes it hard to completely relax is that the president and vice president do not stay overnight in the same vicinity. There seems to be physical distance between them every night. So clearly there is something going on that keeps them on the alert.
Well, whatever the Bush administration is doing, the public seems to like it.
That's for sure. The every public opinion poll that has been taken gives the president extremely high marks. The ABC poll last week put him at 92% approval rating, the highest of any president in history, in the history of polling. He's probably, you know, reminding his father of that at this point. And the polling is not just a rally around the flag polling. It is showing that people, 70% of the people say the government is prepared for another attack. So there is this sense that that they're doing what they should be doing.
So why doesn't the president push his program on Capitol Hill?
What the leaders there tell me is because he's busy working on a war, and that is obviously as it should be. He did push on counterterrorism, and that bill has now passed both houses. It needs to be worked out. But he certainly hasn't pushed on airline security, which you could argue is the bill the public cares about the most. But there you're having some real problems with conservative Republicans not wanting to federalize the security workers.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.